Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy birthday to the United States Marines on this 10th day of November. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Mark, and that's Dan Buck in here with Ethan Bright and Sue Thomas along with your traffic in just a few minutes. If you could be in the studio with us right now, you might think you were in a medical ward because it smells of
hand sanitizer
in here.
Because I have Ben Gay on too, yeah. So it smells like a locker room.
I have suffered a rib injury, well, actually six of them on my left side, and that's why I was out all of last week if you're just joining us. And what I cannot imagine, and pray doesn't happen to me, if everybody wants to put up a prayer this morning, I would appreciate it, that I don't get sick.
Yeah, that would be
because
torturous.
Coughing or sneezing might put me in traction, honestly. They might have to put me back in the hospital if that happens. But anyway, just wanted to let everybody know what's going on down here. I had a little accident while I was out hunting, and no, it was not a tree stand. I wasn't deer hunting. I was duck hunting. I fell into a blind.
Yeah, normally blinds are on the ground, but yes. You were on the roof because it was foggy, right?
We were behind
it. Yeah,
and there was sort of low cloud cover, and we couldn't see the ducks from the blind, so we crawled back out of it, and when I went to shoot, I accidentally stepped into it and fell forward and cracked some ribs. So stupid, klutzy move on my part, and I am paying the price right now. I just have to say.
Dan, should we get him a COVID mask?
Oh, you know, or should we wear them? As long as we keep 6 feet, because we know 6 feet is the magical
well, that's
space.
True. That's magic.
Just, yeah, we all know that if you just stay 6 feet away, it cannot that's spread right. beyond that. Oh. But, man, we cannot get you sick. That is absolutely cannot happen.
I do not want that to happen, for sure. But that's maybe why the voice sounds a little raspy this morning. And, you know, and I can't breathe too deeply. Now, Dan's got a different excuse. He played a bunch of baseball games last week in Florida, won the championship of that tournament.
Congratulations. Yeah, we won the Roy Hobbs World Series, a bunch of guys from St. Louis. It was a really amazing team. I've never seen an offense like this. It was so much fun. But, yeah, my sore and my pain is a much more joyous one than what you went through. I'm just ailing from sore muscles. You have got broken ribs. So
Dan's like, I pulled a hammy, but I can live with it.
I can, yeah. I got a groin and hammy deal, but that's nothing compared to what you're dealing with. So,
oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well, coming up, we will talk to Ryan Schmelz from D.C. and get the latest on the vote that was taken by the Senate last night. They got some Democrats to switch over. It doesn't sound to me like they got anything in return for that other than a promise moving forward that certain things would be funded for a year. It didn't include the Obamacare subsidies. It's still got to go to the House, so we'll get all the details from Ryan on that. We have Tom Ackerman in here to find out what went wrong down at Mizzou with Texas A&M. Now, they're a tough team. A number three team in the country. I don't know how many people harbored the thoughts of an actual victory in that case, but it got a little ugly.
Yeah, losing by 21 just kills them. Mm-hmm. I mean, if it would have been a close game and hung in there, not that they would have made the playoffs, but I think, you know, would have been a little more respectable. But they clearly are not yet in that upper echelon of the SEC. Not yet.
Tough.
Yeah.
That was tough. So we'll talk to Tom Ackerman about that coming up here at about 8:35. Just a quick reminder, because I've been out for a week, I really feel like I'm behind here on this Responder Rescue ATF raffle. You know, every year we help the people at Responder Rescue do this raffle. And I do a lot of the footwork for it. I'll just say I try to help them out by getting the gun donation from the range donates a gun. I go out and collect a lot of the bourbon, and I've got a bottle of Pappy Van Winkle and some other really great bourbons in there. You have a chance of winning. There's a chance to win a handgun. There's a chance to win a night at Lit Cigar Lounge. We're going to pick three winners on the 26th. That is the night of Guns N' Hoses, but it's also the day before Thanksgiving. So all you have to do is go, and the easiest way, you can go to our website at 971talk.com, but you can also just text the word responder to 33100, and you can enter that way. It takes you straight to the site, and you can buy as many tickets as you please. Please be generous. All 100% of the money goes to Responder Rescue. They help responders in need, first responders.
Quick, does the tickets I buy on this, do they go for, I'm in a drawing for all that stuff, not just one item?
Well, we're going to pick three winners.
Okay.
The first winner we pick gets first choice.
Excellent.
Second winner gets second choice. Third winner gets the prize that's left of those three.
That's awesome.
That's the order in which we've
decided
we have to do it.
So I do have a chance to win all three prizes. I mean, technically,
one of the three. Yeah.
It's
exactly.
Not like I'm going in to buy one chance for one item.
You have a chance to win three.
I'm in the drawing for everything.
You have three chances to win there, basically.
I'm getting mine today.
The computer electronically selects the winners. There's no hands-on here. You buy your tickets online, and the computer will generate. We'll do a Facebook Live, and it'll generate three winners on the 26th.
Awesome.
All right. Ethan, let's go ahead and get to our top stories here, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
All right. Let's see here. I don't know why that didn't work.
I was in the middle of that. We were protesting peacefully when, for no reason, the Gestapo let go of a flash band.
So that was a Chicago alderman referring to federal officers with the Immigration and Customs Enforcement as the Gestapo.
Yeah.
This is the kind of language that gets death threats leveled against members of ICE.
They were shot at in Chicago on Saturday.
There was a drive-by shooting at an ICE facility in Chicago this weekend because of garbage like that from these progressive leftists who don't want the illegals removed. Why? Because they want to change the census count and keep more Democrat seats in Congress. Bottom line, that's all they care about.
And what the election showed is that the American people want us to stand up to Trumpism, to his war against working class people, to his authoritarianism. That is what the American people wanted. But tonight, that is not what happened.
Yeah. Bernie Sanders, one of the progressive lefties, very unhappy that a few senators voted to reopen the government. That's not reopened yet, and it doesn't look like they achieved their ultimate goal of holding us hostage for health care subsidies. But at the end of the day, we could have the government reopened before the end of the week.
And this is the Election Rigging Response Act. This was not a fight we chose. This is a fight we felt was important to fight. Proposition 50 was never on the docket, was not part of the agenda.
There is not a bigger liar in America than Gavin Newsom. He's a huckster. He will say anything he has to say to try to get elected. The greatest evidence of gerrymandering is that the only place they had in the entire country to go try to secure more seats to Congress was crazy liberal California, because everywhere else they've redrawn it and messed it up as badly as they can. And that's what he's mad about. Imagine that. 40 years of gerrymandering, and they're mad because Texas added five seats. Wow.
Hmm.
The announcement of President Trump issuing full pardons for 77 key allies, including Rudy Giuliani, Mark Meadows, John Eastman, and Sidney Powell, coming from U.S. pardon attorney Ed Martin on X Sunday night.
How about that?
Hello.
Yeah, long overdue, in my opinion. It's so obvious now from Operation Arctic Frost and these other investigations that we've uncovered what was going on here. They were targeting Republicans to try to draw the conclusion that they somehow contributed to slowing down government or submitting fake elector slates or whatever the garbage was they tried to cook up. It's nonsense. I'm so glad the president's stepping in here. Folks, go back and read the stories about who they've identified as the pipe bomber in D.C. the night before January 6th.
A U.S. Capitol Police woman.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
And it all makes sense now. Yep. Nancy Pelosi needed that to happen so they could try to pin what happened on the 6th. What it did was it took resources away from the Capitol building. The Capitol Police had to go investigate the pipe bombs, and they had even fewer officers at the Capitol that day.
No, all part of the plan.
All part of the plan.
Yeah, no question.
And I'm thrilled that the president took that action yesterday.
There's some canaries, too. They're singing. There's some people inside the Capitol Police who know things, and they're singing because that's how they captured this woman.
It is.
Yeah, that's what's led to her arrest.
Long overdue. Listen to the rest of this report.
President Trump writing in his proclamation that it did not include himself. Critics had accused those now pardoned of plotting to overturn the 2020 election by submitting names of alternate electors from Georgia, Arizona, and Michigan. In January, President Trump pardoned more than 1,000 supporters convicted in connection with the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol.
Yeah, including some that were kept in solitary confinement for months.
Yeah.
With no speedy trial.
On misdemeanors.
Never convicted of anything.
Right, right.
Yes.
And what they were being held on was even a misdemeanor. Have been a slap on the wrist, a small bail, and make your court appearance. But no, they were held in solitary confinement for months on misdemeanor charges. Yep. Unbelievable.
It was an incredible persecution is what happened
in
that case. All right, coming up, we got Ryan Schmelz going to call in from Fox. We'll get you an update on what's going on in Washington, D.C. State. All right, shout out to my friends at McAdoodles out in Darden Prairie. I have to say a big congratulations to Mike McKenna. Before they ever broke ground for this great store in there at Bryan and Fizey Roads, I was already talking to Mike about his plans for this McAdoodles, and boy, has he carried it off spectacularly. They're going to have a one-year anniversary party of their grand opening coming up November 15th. Here's what they're going to do. They're going to have a whiskey raffle in store of some allocated bottles, those hard to get bottles. That starts at 5 p.m. They'll have free samples while you're out there. They're going to have giveaways at McAdoodles. This is what I appreciate about Mike. He knows people are coming in there and looking for certain bottles, right? And what he'll do is he takes those allocated bottles and he'll just randomly stick them out on a shelf. So when you walk in the door, you never know what you're going to find at McAdoodles, and that's fantastic. They've even got a drive-through at McAdoodles. If you like wine, they've got a selection of over 2,500 wines. There's always some open that you can sample when you go in there. A great beer cooler, all the great bourbons and vodkas and gins you can imagine. It's a great store. Stop by and see them. Help them celebrate their one-year anniversary, November 15th. Tell them Mark Cox sent you. It's at Bryan and Fizey Road in Darden Prairie. Go to macadoodles.com.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show on 97.1 FM Talk, St. Louis Conservative.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
And now here he is, winning again. How did he do it?
Democrats, I don't understand how a Democratic senator goes, wow, we won really big. Let me cave now.
Yeah, that was the reaction over at MSNBC last night after this vote. They're like, so just last week, the president was admitting that, you know, this was hurting a lot of people, and he was kind of starting to take the blame for it, and then suddenly he's winning. How did he do that? I don't know if you've been paying attention the last 10 or 11 months, but he tends to do that a lot. Now, the question is, what did they actually agree to last night, and will it get through the House once Mike Johnson reconvenes? We got our friend Ryan Schmelz from Fox News Radio up in D.C. this morning. Ryan, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing fine. So do you have all this sorted out yet?
Well, you know, I've been off work. You know, starting Wednesday, I went off work to go to my uncle's funeral.
Oh,
and,
sorry.
You know, so I was off. We had the viewings Wednesday night, and then, you know, stuff going on all the way through. Then, of course, the weekend happened. And, you know, it's just like, I think, like, the last laugh he gave me was that he was going to make sure that all the stuff got resolved over the weekend while I was grieving, and make sure that I had to catch up on all this stuff when I got back. And trust me, it is there is a lot here. And I think I've gotten caught up, but it seems like we have a deal. It seems like final passage likely will happen by the end of this week. But yeah, I think the big question is going to be now what happens with Democrats, because there is a lot of division right now over what happened here. Right.
So I guess by saying that, you're saying that even if this goes to the House and Mike Johnson gets it passed on with his 1 or 2 vote margin, sends it back to the Senate, is there a chance some of those Democrats balk once it gets back over there?
Well, I don't think it's going to go back over to the Senate. No. I think whatever the Senate passes is going to be the final package.
Yep. Oh, Johnson, okay. I thought it had to go
back. No, he's going to call them all back after they final passage and just pass whatever they give them. So I don't think they're going to make any changes at this point.
What is the biggest concession that it looks like the Republicans may have made to convince those 8 Democrats to come over? Was it really just the layoffs that occurred during the shutdown?
I would say the layoffs, you know, it depends on who you talk to and how they spin it. You know, I think the Democrats yesterday will tell who voted for the bill. Keep in mind, 3 of them have been voting for it over and over again. They'll say, well, wait a minute. We didn't have a vote guaranteeing that we would have something on the Affordable Care Act tax credits. Well, now we have a vote. So, you know, it seems like the negotiations are at least going to happen and the votes are at least going to happen because, look, there's Republicans on the Senate side and the House side who would support some type of extension of the tax credits, maybe not as it is. They certainly want reforms to it, or they want maybe some changes, and maybe they don't want it to be permanent. They want it to maybe be a one-year extension or a two-year extension. But, you know, these conversations are now happening, and they weren't happening before. So I think you'll look at some Democrats who will say that was a win, and they should, you know, tout it as such. But the reality is maybe the more progressive wing of the party is not seeing it that way.
Right. And it extends it through till the end of January. Is that correct? When we could see another shutdown?
Correct. Yes, exactly. Yes. Yeah. So, but keep in mind, as part of this deal, there were three appropriations bills that were passed that will fund the certain agencies, VA, a couple other ones, all the way through until the next fiscal year. So if we are up at that government shutdown fight, you know, at least some of the government will be funded by then. And there could be some other appropriations bills that get passed. You know, think maybe the defense bill, and then get the defense budget locked down and troops paid all the way through the next fiscal year, so that if we do hit a government shutdown, maybe some of these things aren't as prevalent, especially if they were able to get maybe the Department of Transportation funded before the end of January. So, yes, we are in for a possibly another shutdown fight at the end of January, but it's probably not going to be as significant as it was this time.
Yeah, and any layoffs that get reinstated were ones that the president did during the shutdown, correct?
That's my understanding,
okay. Yeah. Not from the big, beautiful bill. Hey, and it's just a small semantic. I wish that as people report on this, that it is not the Republicans trying to cut Medicaid and trying to cut the Obamacare aid. It's just to go back to the actual levels of premiums we had before COVID. I would love to see that reporting be accurate from now on.
Oh, yeah. And here's the thing, too, is that, you know, when they talk about the tax credits also, I mean, the question that we've been peppering, you know, some of the Democrats about with this is, well, wait a minute, you know, if the Affordable Care Act needed to have all these subsidies to be affordable, you know, what does that say about Obamacare?
Amen. Amen.
Whether Obamacare reform needs to be talked about in Democratic circles.
Yeah, so, that's true.
Yeah, I think these are all fair questions that need to be asked.
Ryan, thanks for your reporting, and sorry for your loss.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you so much, Mark.
All right,
and everyone have a great day.
Yeah, have a great week.
We'll talk to you soon.
Is a record, so we're doing great, just like they have to do great right now.
Working short.
Let's see what happens.
On fourth down, Mariota throws to the end zone. Touchdown!
Just like you dialed it up.
Samuel.
See, that was very important. Got a little ways to go yet, but still, that was very important. Now your ratings have gone up because there's hope.
I know you love ratings.
I love ratings. You got to have ratings.
Great sports mind. Like
but you
Tom
guys
Ackerman.
Have the ratings.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
Yeah, and he does NFL play-by-play. President Trump, first president since 1978 to attend a regular season NFL game yesterday.
What?
Jimmy Carter was the last one, and he went to see the Commanders because he wants him to name their new stadium after him, I guess. I don't know. Commanders got their butts handed to him, but I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, Washington's not very good. Trump is 6'3", 225.
Yeah, big guy.
Football size. Said he was a tight end. Growing up playing football, they said, how many touchdown catches do you have? He said, I don't think I had any.
We were a running team. Yeah. I was a blocker.
Yeah.
Right.
So, now, first sitting president in an NFL game since 1978, I saw.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That surprised me, actually.
Hey, how about Mizzou, Texas A&M? What a disappointment. I'll be honest with you. I had to drive to a bar to watch it because of this stupid ABC issue with YouTube TV. But I was really disappointed some of the play calling. I just got to say.
Well, they had it's really, really bad effort by the offensive line.
Yeah.
I mean, the offensive line just could not protect Matt Zollers. And you got to protect the freshman quarterback better by calling
better place. You can't let him just stand there and get clobbered. I mean, throw short intermediate passes. Let's work the middle of the field, maybe the sides a little bit, move the ball around, run the football, which they did effectively. I mean, the first play of the game, Ahmad Hardy goes 45 yards for a first down, and then they don't give him the ball again. I mean, run the football. I know they ran it in total, let's see, 29, 30 times between the two running backs, Jamal Roberts and Ahmad Hardy. And they ran it for like over 200 yards between the two. Like, run the ball.
Yeah.
I just don't eat the clock. The defense on Missouri is good enough to compete in the SEC, but the offense leaves a lot to be desired. So it's a disappointing loss, but Texas A&M's awesome. You can't. There's no margin for error against A&M. A&M has everything going for it. It has a great quarterback. They do exactly that. They let their weapons make plays by throwing short passes, let their running backs get some room to run. They've got a great defense, really, really good football team.
But you know what should give Mizzou fans hope? Indiana. Because like, I don't know, I won't say like Mizzou, but like Kentucky for years, they were the dead last team in the league every year. Like they just didn't compete. They didn't get the athletes to compete with the best teams in the SEC. And here Indiana, with a simple coaching change and obviously new personnel.
And money.
Well, of course money, sure. But I mean they're fantastic this year.
Old Mizzou
and that
fans,
come from behind win with Penn State.
Mizzou fans asked me, they're like, why can't we do that?
Thank you.
You know, and so Mizzou has actually been really good for a long time. They've just sort of stalled here for whatever reason. They can't get over the hump. Indiana, everything happened at the right time. They had all the money come in at the time when they were allowed to do it. They are a great campus with a great athletic facility. They can continue to pour money into it, and they got the right coach. I mean, this guy is the best coach in the country. He has an amazing staff that's been with him for a long time. He brought players over from James Madison that are hungry. He hit the portal, and he got all the perfect matches for him. He's a game film hound. All he does is watch for advantages. And Indiana was at a disadvantage this past weekend. They went into Penn State all banged up. Left guard out. Right tackle hurt. Number one wide receiver hurt. Middle linebacker played but hurt. Played great, hurt, actually. They were all kinds of banged up. And Penn State, first home game since James Franklin was fired, and they were inspired to play well in front of 107,000 people, and they played a fantastic game, and Indiana did not. And Indiana,
still one,
with a minute and a half to go, has their quarterback, Fernando Mendoza, in his Heisman moment. And he, unless somebody puts together a better performance than that, he won the Heisman on Saturday. It was absolutely amazing what they did with no timeouts going down the field. And then the greatest catch that you will see from a college player, best I've seen, Omar Cooper, somehow he's flying through the air in the back of the end zone, gets 1 foot down inbounds for a touchdown with 36 seconds left to win the game. I mean, it was just unbelievable. And it's the best one because they didn't play well. It's the best one because they went in and found a way to survive a game, stay undefeated, keep the dream season alive. They were just not going to be denied. And that goes back to the coach. The coach, it's Kurt Cignetti, finds a way to get these wins every single time. And it was, I mean, I'm still a wreck emotionally from that one.
So Mendoza comes off the field after the game. The sideline reporter interviews him. Tell me what happened on that last play. And before he says anything, he looks into the camera and goes, all glory goes to God.
Oh.
So this was his answer.
Yeah.
Anything I accomplished today is because of my faith in the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I mean, it was pretty touching.
Yeah,
I have to say, watching.
And he said
it,
the same. Yeah. Omar Cooper was right alongside him and said, I know my wide receiver feels the same way. And it reminds you of what Kurt Warner would say before he started any interview.
Yep.
Mendoza reminds me of, this is unfair to compare him to this guy, and I'm not. It just reminds me of a young Tom Brady. But Tom, when he was at Michigan and when he was with the Patriots, tall, you know, had a great arm, didn't have the mobility that this guy has.
No.
But the way that he carries himself in interviews, the way that he is unflappable in big moments, the way that he describes the game, always positive. What a player Fernando Mendoza is. He's going to be the number one quarterback taken in the NFL draft. I'm so sorry, he's going to probably go to the New York Jets or something like that, because what he's doing right now is awesome. And I hope that he goes to a good team, because I love the kid. I mean, this has just been an amazing time to be an Indiana fan. Never in our wildest dreams did we think we could pull that game out or any of this would happen to us. 10-0, number two in the country, and who knows what happens from here.
You got to run. You have time here. So just quickly here, Mizzou basketball, they seem to struggle a little bit with an in-state team the other day. Any thoughts on that?
The same team that SLU blasted, by the way. SLU killed that team by 25 and didn't play very well, and Mizzou struggled to beat them by 5 points. I think SLU is a better team right now than Missouri is. Missouri likes to stand around and let people shoot threes and try to drive to the basket. Mizzou doesn't play very good defense. And SLU, while they haven't been up to the coaches' standards defensively, they have been ferocious offensively, an explosive team. That said, Mizzou woke up yesterday. They, after that narrow victory over SEMO, 89-84, they smoked VMI yesterday, 106-68. Mizzou looked a lot better. So, you know, I would not worry if I'm a Missouri fan whatsoever. The best team in the area is Illinois. They look great. They're going to be great. They're going to challenge for the Big Ten title. Mizzou will be fine. Very competitive SEC. They'll start to get better. I think the team, though, that nobody's paying attention to still locally is the Billikens. I mean, if you want a good value for your dollar, go sit at a Billikens game. They are, you know, 5 seconds they shoot the ball. I mean, they love to score. They put on a great show. They're averaging 100 a game through two games. They play Lindenwood tonight, get themselves a little more warmed up, and then they'll start getting into the meat of this schedule. It's going to be fun.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Sounds good. Yeah, Tom Ackerman, awesome. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it. We didn't even get a chance to talk about Bucks world champion team.
The champs. I love it. Congratulations.
We should have led with the World
Hobbs.
Series.
I know. No
the
kidding.
The Roy Hobbs World Series title. St. Louis the champion.
It's I love it, man.
MVP? Were you MVP?
No. We had guys hitting moonshots, man. I mean, we outscored our opponents 65-15 in the 4 playoff games.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so it was nuts.
That's not even fair. That's how you keep St. Louis rolling. That's right. It's the best baseball town.
Yeah, St. Louis is definitely the feared city down there. Every year we're in the hunt. So.
That's awesome.
Congrats, Tom, man. Thanks.
That's awesome.
All right, coming up, you may not know this, but it is a toasted ravioli week in St. Louis. We're going to talk to the fine folks from Bartolino's in studio here when we come back.
97.1 FM Talk, St. Louis Conservative.
So when my wife and I first met in South Carolina, she's from St. Louis, right? I'd never been to St. Louis. And she makes garlic cheese bread one night, and I thought it was her own creation. And then she comes back and tells me it's a St. Louis thing, right? And then she brings me here and gives me toasted ravioli, and I thought I died and gone to heaven. It is toasted ravioli week, in case you didn't know that, in St. Louis. We've got Liz Huff from St. Louis Magazine here, Michael Saraceno from Bartolino's, and great to have you both in.
Thanks
How are you?
Us.
Yeah, thanks for
it. Good. Smells so good.
And they came bearing gifts.
Yes, they did.
Yummy gifts.
Very important.
What'd you bring with you, Michael?
Some toasted ravioli, just the traditional raviolis with some meat sauce on to go along on the side. So just kind of kick off the week.
And some goldenrod.
I do. You
there
do.
It is.
Is that open?
Yeah,
by the way,
I just might have opened it.
Where's my bottle? Because that might be good for my ribs. I'm just trying to think of that. I'm just trying to figure out.
Ethan's got your cold beer. No, let him open it on the air.
Oh, no, no.
Beer and bourbon do go together, Mark.
All right, thank you.
So I guess, first of all, a little bit of history here. How did we get this name Toasted Ravioli Week?
Well, it is a week all about toasted ravioli.
Yes.
So at St. Louis Magazine, we've been doing these really fun food weeks all year. So we had a burger week that you and I chatted about months ago, taco week, and now it's toasted ravioli week. So it's a really fun way for local restaurants to offer a special and for all of us St. Louisans to go out, dine out, support those local restaurants and get a fun deal, try a new spot or try a favorite again.
We do get to claim toasted ravs here
Absolutely.
In St. Louis, right?
Yes, we do. Yes.
I mean, the history is...
Well, I mean, there's
several myths.
Several myths and stories, and I don't want to even get into that debacle because, and I'm not going to claim to have started it, so I'll just tell you that.
The way the folks down at another Italian place.
Yeah, there's a couple of Italian places down on the hill.
Some
yes.
that might claim it.
But they all make great. But what I love about Bartolino's, you got the frisbee ones, the big ones,
nice
the
one.
Big meaty mm-hmm. ones that are like double the size of most people's toasted ravs. And of course, your sauce is second to none. I mean, Bartolino's, man, what's in it? Can you share it, or would you have
is
to kill me after?
I would have to. You know, it's a secret recipe.
What? Honestly, though, I've had it several. You can get cheese, and you can get all kinds of different ingredients in. What's the standard?
Well, the standard is the beef and pork.
Sometimes spinach.
Filled, you know, so yeah, and spinach is in there.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You know, some of the other cities around the country will have cheese raviolis, but that, you know, we don't do that here in St. Louis. Most of the ones are the meat raviolis and with the spinach. And,
well, I think that's...
But we also do the regular toast ravioli with the meat sauce, and then we do a Sicilian style that's tossed with some lemon butters and cheese, Provol cheese, Parmesan cheese, and really good stuff.
Those are huge, too.
Dan can't wait. Yes.
Dan can't wait. Dan has already gone to the trough and has gotten some food. Are you bringing me food?
Yes, I am.
Look at this guy. All right, nice.
You got the broken ribs.
Full service.
Those are huge. And round.
And yes. Round, yes.
That's awesome, too. Is that your own addition, to it?
It's not our own addition. No, I can't claim that they're homemade, okay?
That's awesome.
It's good stuff.
So what's the, Liz, what's the connection to the Golden Road Belgian White you brought in this month?
Yeah, so Anheuser-Busch has gracefully sponsored all of our food weeks this year. So paired one of their beers with each food theme. So they have paired Golden Road.
That's
Golden
okay.
Road with toasted ravioli. So AB has been a great sponsor. Kind Goods, all kinds of good folks have supported this as well.
So people can go to St. Louis Magazine and find out more about all of Toasted Rav Week?
Yeah, they can
each
go
day,
to,
are there specials each day?
They can go to stltoastedraviolieweek.com and get all the information. There's a bunch of different restaurants participating in addition to Bartolino's. Great offers at each of those spots and lots of cool stuff.
Excellent. Of course, we're going to recommend Bartolino's, but thank you for that, Michael.
That's right. Two locations, right?
Three.
Three locations. Yeah. One on the Hill, one in South County, and one in Twin Oaks.
So. Well, yes, it's awesome. Fantastic. Thank you guys for coming in. Thanks for the toast of Ravs.
You're welcome.
Thanks for the beer. It's going to help with my ribs. Trust me.
Beer to help.
Beer to go with my ribs, my sore ribs this morning.
There we go.
Thank you, guys. Great to see you both.
Thank you.
Appreciate you being here.
Bye, guys.
That's going to do it for us. By the way, tomorrow is Veterans Day. Happy Veterans Day. We've got the morning off. It's a station holiday, and we'll be back here on Wednesday morning. Have a great day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.